Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Let's all stand, and as we stand, can we greet either the person beside us or behind in front of us? I'm so happy to see you today. I'm so happy to see you today. It's such a privilege to be able to worship our God together. Am I right? It's such a privilege to be able to worship our living God together as one church. So let's come before Him in prayer. Lord God, we just thank You for this day that we can worship You, O Lord. That, Lord, You have poured out Your love so freely over each and every one of us, O Lord, that there's nothing else that we can do but to praise You and give You all the glory, O Lord. Lord, You deserve all the praise that we can give, O Lord. Only You, Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and Lord, we just want to give You all the praise. And all this we pray in Your name, amen, amen. Let's worship Him.
he does, he saves us. He bore the cross, beat the grave. Let heaven and earth proclaim, this is our God, King Jesus.
For the last time, this is our God, this is what he does.
He loves us. This is our God, this is what he does. He saves us. He bore the cross, beat the grave. Let heaven and earth proclaim, this is our God, King Jesus.
Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all, above all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. Your name stands above them all, Jesus, your name. Your name is the highest, your name.
Jesus, you deserve the best.
Let's dwell in the presence of God with a new song. Come on, church. Utter a praise of prayer and worship. Prayer and worship. Let it flow. Let it flow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Worthy. Let the Spirit flow. Hallelujah.
Be exalted, God. Be exalted, Lord.
See a hand on high. See a hand on high. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive the incense of worship. Of praise. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, we praise. Hallelujah. Let's sing that. You deserve the praise.
Worthy is your name.
Worthy is your name.
Worthy is your name. Jesus. You deserve the praise.
Let's sing the bridge.
Worthy is
be
your
exalted.
Name.
Hallelujah.
Be exalted now in the heavens.
Lord, glory hear the cry of your people, O God.
You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names.
Worthy is your name.
And worthy is your name. Jesus, you deserve the praise.
Hallelujah.
Worthy is your name.
Let this be a sweet time of worship.
Worthy is your name. Jesus, you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Listen, church. Before we did our second service, we are having our prayer time seminar. And Tita Kay shared something that's burning in her heart within this week. It's about asking forgiveness to God. And it is in line of what the Lord is teaching me this week. The Lord is teaching me about the flow of God in our hearts, in our life. And I've learned, and Pastor Will were sharing this Saturday morning, you know, I've watched a seminar, one of the church in the Philippines, and I've learned that there are three things that block the flow of God in our lives and in our church. Merong tatlong bagay na nag-i-stop ng flow ng Panginoon. And the first thing is what Tita Kay shared during the prayer night is sin. Sin blocks the flow of God in our life and in this church. And if we know that if a river stops flowing, the river will die. Right? If the Spirit of God stops flowing in a church, the church will die. Second thing that blocks the flow of God, the flow of the Spirit of God is unbelief. Unbelief. In the book of John, it says there that there are certain places that Jesus performed so many miracles. Power is coming out of his body, sabi doon. But in the book of Mark, there is an instance there that Jesus cannot perform miracles because of unbelief. So second thing that will block and stop the flow of God in our life is unbelief. Third thing is unconsecrated heart or unconsecrated heart, our life. The Lord says if we have iniquity, harbor iniquities in our hearts, the Lord will not hear us. So maybe that's the reason why we don't have answered prayer. Maybe meron ka pang hindi pinapatawad. Maybe meron ka pang hindi kinoconfess sa Panginoon. But I was reminded during our prayer seminar that it is our time to let the flow of God continuously flowing and stop all those things that blocking the flow. Amen? And now we are remembering the Holy Week coming, right? Holy Week is coming, and it's a good time to remember what in Romans chapter 5 says. Romans chapter 5, verse 6, "For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly." And in verse 7, "For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die." It's very common that we will pledge to die for our daughter, son, children, our parents. But in verse 8 of Romans chapter 5 says, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." And this is the message of the cross. While we were still sinners. Again, to make it more meaningful, let us remember who we are before we become a Christian. Sino ba tayo before we met Jesus Christ? We receive Him as our Lord and Savior. Ano ba ang buhay natin? And if you haven't really have that real relationship with Jesus Christ, maybe this is the time that God is talking to you. Or who are we before we went to Singapore? Ano ba yung buhay natin nung bago tayo pumunta sa Singapore? And this is the time that we can reflect of the goodness of God. His gift of salvation. His gift of forgiveness. So, Jesus died for us that we could be free from the bondage of sin and death. He paid the ultimate price for us that we could have eternal life. Church, we can be confident in His love and grace that goes on and on. And we can be sure that He will never leave us nor forsake us. Ano ang sabi dun sa Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 23? Sabi dun, "Steadfast love of the Lord never ceases." Love never ceases. His mercies never end. Love and mercy. And ano sabi dun, verse 23? "They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." Which means, yung love ni God yesterday is a different new love we have today. Yung mercy ni God yesterday is another mercy offered to us today. And another love and mercy will be offered tomorrow kung hindi pa tayo kukunin ng Panginoon. It's a very fresh new love that's giving to us. And as we remember the Holy Week, this coming week, in the book of John chapter 12, shares the story of Jesus' triumphant entry. Few days before he's going to crucify, we went inside the Jerusalem and all the people getting palm trees. Woo! Hosanna to the highest! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And then few days after, he was crucified. And those people who say, "Hosanna to the highest," shouting, "Crucify him!" Right? Pero ngayon, different ang story. Right? Again, I ask you to go back to the remembrance of who we are before we receive Jesus, and then who we are now after God's gracious salvation and forgiveness. Ano who we are now. And with that, I would like to request everyone that we will did something different today. We will do such a triumphant entry of Jesus. We will offer to God a clap offering that represents who we are, our thanksgiving, our love for Him. Can we do that for a few seconds? Come on, church. 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hosanna to the highest. Hosanna to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's encourage one another. Find a prayer partner. I have requested you to pray for two things. Number one, pray that we will return to our first love, Jesus. And second, pray that we will continue to have our faith to believe and obey God. Amen. Sige po, find a prayer partner. And let's pray for one another. Hallelujah.
Blessed afternoon po. We have now come to the portion of the giving of our tithes and offering. May I invite everyone po to read with me the following verses found in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 10 to 12. Let us read. Here is my advice. It would be good for you to finish what you started a year ago. Last year, you were the first who wanted to give, and you were the first to begin doing it. Now you should finish what you started. Let the eagerness you showed in the beginning be matched now by your giving. Give in proportion to what you have. Whatever you give is acceptable if you give it eagerly. And give according to what you have, not what you don't have. Let our response be. As we give in today's offering, we thank God for this privilege to worship Him through the giving of our tithes and offering, which we now offer with much joy and cheerfulness in our hearts. May we be reminded that this is an opportunity to give, trust, and obey Him. Whatever we give, God has given. And whatever we have, God has given. And whatever we give, God has provided. May we then eagerly give whenever there is an opportunity. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful that you are our Jehovah Jireh, our great provider who knows and meets our needs. Lord, we acknowledge
that giving demonstrates a true work of your grace in us. Giving naturally follows as we first give ourselves to you. Lord, you see not the quantity, but you see our hearts. We thank you that we have the freedom to willingly and generously give back of what you have abundantly blessed us with. Bless our giving today, O Lord, that this will be used for the greater glory of your kingdom. This we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Let us give with a cheerful heart, for God loves a cheerful giver.
There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise.
Amen. Good afternoon again. Batiin niyo po inyong katabi. I'm glad that you're sitting with me today. Ayan. Tapos kayo naman, sagutin mo naman siya. Oh. Okay, at this juncture po, we would like to welcome a friend who have visited us for the first time. But before that, if this is your second or third time, bumalik ulit kayo. Salamat. We would like to acknowledge you once again. Taas lang po yung kamay. If your second time or second or third time that you've come back, meron po ba? Ayun, meron yata yung kabila. Maraming salamat po. We have a friend who have visited us. We welcome po namin kayo. If I, pag tinawag ko po yung inyong pangalan, please stand po for a short time lang po. And we will acknowledge you, pray for you, and welcome you. Tinatawagan ko po si Miss Marison Gatman. Welcome po, Miss Marison. Thank you for coming. Kung wala pa po kayong church family, you can always come back. And of course, we would like to know you more after service po, about 5 minutes of your time. Yung inyo pong yung host will bring you to one of our rooms just to talk about the church. At kung meron po kayong prayer request, pagpe-pray po niya kayo. And then for a short refreshment. Pagpe-pray po namin kayo, let's pray for her. Lord, we thank you for Miss Marison Gatman. Thank you for the time that she visited us. And we pray, Lord, that she... not just visiting us, but I pray that she will find new friends, encouragement, and a family in this church, Lord. Continue to bless the desires of her heart. Any prayers, Lord, may your Holy Spirit and guidance be with her. Speak to her and bless her. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand. Batiin po natin si Ate Marison at magbatian po tayo. Tayo po tayong lahat. Tayo magkamayan. Sige po.
Ako'y nagagalak na kasama ka ngayon. Nakaka-bless na makita ka. Ako'y natutuwa na kasama ka ngayon. Sama pupurihin ang Panginoon. I love. Nakaka-bless na makita ka. I love. Ako'y natutuwa na kasama ka ngayon. Sama-sama pupurihin ang Panginoon. I love. Nakaka-bless na makita ka. I love.
Nakaka-bless na makita ka. I love. Nakaka-bless na makita ka. I love. Ako'y natutuwa.
Ako'y natutuwa na kasama ka ngayon.
Palakpakan natin ating Panginoon. Just turn to the person beside you and smile at that person. Titigan mo sa mata.
Yung katabi mo, titigan mo sa kanyang mga mata. Aba, ako'y natutuwa na kasama ka ngayon. Ayan. Praise the Lord. Okay. Let me highlight a few announcements before we dive in. We continually encourage you to join us sa ating early morning prayer Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 a.m. and then Sunday, 6 a.m. So, pray to the Lord that God will empower you to awake, to gisingin ka na mas maaga so that we can pray. You know, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes mahirap to. And I try, even myself, like struggle dito kasi I'm a person who really sleep late. And I said, Lord, I commit one at least one of the day or two of the day to come and pray. So if you are not busy yet, hindi pa kayo magtatrabaho, join us sa ating early morning prayer. And also again, we have prayer time this coming week. We will have our physical in-person prayer this coming Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. at Shekinah Hall. Also, take note, after this service, we will have our Women of Word event. Yan. After the second service, all the ladies there, say hi! Ayon. All the ladies, we would like to invite you to join us sa ating Women of Word after the second service. Ang topic po ay, are you stress? Sino bang stress dito? Taas kamay. Hindi. Sino bang stress dito? I mean, all of us face certain stress. May it be work, family matters, and I pray that as we gather later, we will be blessed. We have a guest speaker to speak to us and encourage us. So, ladies, join us after this second service. Also, this week, we will have our Good Friday service, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Invite your friend. We will have our service. Be there on time 12 at 10 a.m. Also, we have our IBI classes. Ito, Biblical Prophecy, that will commence at 31st March. And then, also, we will also have our Water Baptism, 7th April. If the Lord have touched your heart and you know that the Lord has called you and you have surrendered your life to Jesus and you want to dedicate your and publicly declare that kayo ay sumusunod sa Panginoon at you are one of His disciples, do join us and sign up sa iConnect for our water baptism. Today also we have completed our training of House of Prayer. But after this, we will have sa April naman po, starting 7 April, evangelism. Sharing of good news. So we have our evangelism team to train us because some of us wants to share, tama? But we don't know how. Sinong alam? Sinong hindi niya alam? O nakalimot? Some of us are afraid. We don't know how to share. So may you be encouraged and also equipped as we share the good news. All right? Last announcement, ito po, overnight prayer, we will have it on 9 April. We will not have physical in-person prayer on Wednesday, but instead, 6 April, which is Tuesday. Now, you can join us in certain period, kasi the following day po, yung Wednesday is public holiday. So, we shifted din na lang po ng Tuesday night. So, hopefully, you can join us. We will have some segment. You can join us early in the day, nighttime, mga 7:30 hanggang 9 o'clock. You can proceed, and some of us who are available, join us sa overnight prayer. All right? Then after that, in the morning, we can proceed back to our own respective places. All right. Praise the Lord. Just turn to the person beside you and tell that person, I'm glad that you're sitting beside me again. Ikaw na naman. Sa kabila naman kaibigan mo, sabihin mo, hindi ka ba nagsasawa sa akin? Palagi ka na lang katabi ko. You know? We thank the Lord for bringing us here today. Such a joy that we are here today to worship God and study God's Word. And in this week is one of the important week that us Christians celebrate. This week is the Holy Week and this coming Friday will be the Good Friday. And then on Sunday, we have our Resurrection Sunday. And as follower of Jesus Christ, as believer, we should always consider Good Friday as one of an important public holiday, not because it's a place for us, a time for us to rest, but a time for us to remember Jesus' crucifixion and His death at Calvary. You know, I remember when I was young sa Pilipinas, during Good Friday, walang lumalabas sa bahay. You still remember? after many years, I remember nasa provinces kami yun, sa Infanta, Quezon. We were there. Nobody goes out during Good Friday. Bawal lumabas. But, you know, there is a sense of, though it's a tradition, there is a sense of reverence na they want to keep. And I understand may essence yun, may meaning why they don't want to come out. But notice today, Good Friday has become what? Holiday. Try booking a flight, Cebu Pacific. Ang mahal pag Good Friday during this period. Now, I'm not saying it's bad, I'm not saying it's wrong, but again, what I'm emphasizing is the importance why we celebrate Good Friday. Because many of us oftentimes forget its meaning. You see, without God the Father sending His Son, will die, the Son to die for us in our sin, without Jesus the Messiah, the Savior, the perfect sacrifice, then we will not experience the salvation that we seriously need. Without Jesus atoning for our sin, the breakdown of relationship between God and man will not be restored. You see, Jesus took upon Himself the sin of the world, and because of that, He canceled them out with His death. You see, brothers and sisters, as we celebrate Holy Week, as we celebrate Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday, I hope this service, this time as we dive into God's Word, na ang ating puso ay ma-prepare. That our heart will be prepared so that we have the right posture as we remember what Christ did. Today, I would like us to examine Jesus' heart and understand His unwavering passion and how it should impact our life. Because Jesus exemplified an example of unwavering passion. And I would like of us to read this passage today that's found in Matthew, book of Matthew, and invite all of us to stand as we read Matthew chapter 16, part of 17 and 20. Let's stand as we give reverence to God's Word. Let's read Matthew 16. For this time, Jesus began to show His disciples that He must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things for the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised. And Peter took Him aside and began to rebuke Him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, this shall never happen to you." But He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan, you are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of men." 17, and they were gathered in Galilee. Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill Him, and He will be raised on the third day." And they were greatly distressed. Matthew chapter 20, we read, and as Jesus was going to Jerusalem, He took the 12 disciples aside, and on the way He said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn Him to death and deliver Him over to the Gentiles to be mocked, to be flogged and crucified, and He will be raised on the third day." Let's pray. Panginoon, salamat sa time na ito na kami po ay nag-aaral ng inyong salita. Lord, as we gather this afternoon, I pray that you prepare our heart. Holy Spirit, you are a great teacher. And I pray, Lord, as we dive into your word, may you convict our heart. May we have the right posture as we remember your death. As we have this good, this Holy Week and even Good Friday, as we remember what you have done, I pray na makapture namin yung essence, the importance of it, Lord. And as we remember what you've done, let there be transformation in our lives. Panginoon, we need your Spirit to come and lead us as we have our service this afternoon. Take over, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. See, I've entitled this sharing today, Christ's Unwavering Passion. Christ's Unwavering Passion. Tanong mo sa katabi mo, what is passion? Sabi ng isa, damit. The fashion show. What is passion? You see, the scriptures in the dictionary, passion means a strong, extravagant fondness, enthusiasm or desire for something or someone. Yon, talagang passionate ka for something. Now, it comes and it derived from the Latin word patior, which means to experience and undergo or suffer for something that you want. So, meron ka talagang desire, and because of that desire to get that thing or experience that thing, you will go to certain suffering. I give you an example. I have one of my mentor last time. He said to me that time when liniligawan niya yung kanyang girlfriend. And during that time, ay pumutok si... Sino yan? Mount Pinatubo. Mentor ko ha, yung mentor ko, sinasabi niya, Ruel, mahal na mahal ko siya. Bibili ako ng flower, dadaan ako sa... Across all the lahar para magbigay lang ng flower at chocolate agad talaga. See, yun ang talagang passion determined. He said to me, say, wow, dito, ngayon nga, grab na lang. Talagang passion siya. He's sharing to me his passion, how he would treat that person. You know, when you're in love, you todo bigay, right? Todo bigay, mga lalaki. Remember when you're in love? Anong unang regalo nyo? Lotion? Cash? So talagang pinaparamdam mo, you do all that because you're passionate for that person. Now another example that is here, if you want good grades, then you study hard. If you want to be successful in your career, then you work hard. Tama? For example, si Regine Velasquez. She want to really sing high note. How did she practice? Ano ginagawa niya? Linulubog niya sarili niya sa drum. She would sing and practice, and it's not easy to sing in the swimming pool. Try mo. Umunta ka sa swimming pool, kanta ka doon. Try nyo lang, bukas. Papaalisin ka ng security guard, sige. So it's different. If you are wanting for something, you're passionate for something, you'll do your best. If the Lord has placed you in a business, you do your best. In a ministry, you do your best. It requires hard work. You have to be passionate about it. And Jesus displayed such passion. He was willing to be betrayed. He was willing to be arrested, tried, scourged, suffered, crucified, and experienced death because of his unwavering passion to do the will of the Father, to redeem and rescue his children. You see, the text that we have read, Jesus was beginning to discuss yung experience na mangyayari sa kanya. He's openly, inoopen niya yung mangyayari sa kanya sa mga disciple. Now, if you read the book of Matthew, in the earlier chapter, you see how he was born, how he's anointed, and how he begin his ministry, how he go and find the disciples. And starting from chapter 16, there's a transition, there's a change. There's a change. You see, earlier on, Jesus was becoming famous. Nagiging sikat siya, especially sa Galilee. Now, if you look at the map of Israel, there are part of Galilee on top, Jerusalem nandito. So most of his ministry, his teaching, his healing, the feeding of the 5,000 happened on top. So nagiging sikat ngayon si Jesus. Take note, nagiging sikat siya. And people began to wonder, who is this person? Because he's not an ordinary teacher. People began to ponder, who was Jesus? And in one of the conversation in chapter 16, there's a transition now. In one of the conversation that Jesus have with his disciple, Jesus asked them this question. He said in verse 13, now when Jesus came to the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciple, who do people say the Son of Man is? And the disciples said, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Ayun ang assumption nila, ang thinking nila, si Jesus, yung what other people say, that he could probably John the Baptist, probably Elijah, Jeremiah, and one of the prophets. So ang ginawa ni Jesus ngayon, he turned to his disciple and asked the same question. He said, but who do you say that I am? And Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now my premise ito. In the disciple mind, for 3 years, Jesus had been walking, the disciples had been walking with Jesus. They saw how he healed. He saw how Peter walked on water. He saw how he fed the 5,000. He saw how he healed and teach. Kaya may premise sila, nakita nila si Jesus. Kaya ang sabi nila ngayon, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. They conclude and acknowledge Jesus was the Christ. And ang response naman ni Jesus, he accepted it. He did not reject it. He received it openly. And he even instructed his disciple this in verse 20. Sabi niya, then he strictly charged disciple to tell no one that he was the Christ. So kita nyo, nakikita natin itong conversation niya. Ngayon, nakita nila what he's been doing, his ministry. And now he's telling them, sino ba ako sa inyo? Sabi nila, you are Christ. You are Christ. Now, in Hebrew, Christ means Messiah. And Messiah is very important word sa kanila. To a Hebrew person, Messiah is a great significant because they have been waiting for this Messiah to rescue them from the hands of the ruler, a Roman rulership. To their understanding as Hebrew, even the disciple, they've been waiting for that person, Messiah, na darating na magre-rescue sa kanila. So in their mind, ito ang Messiah sa kanila. A Messiah is a person who's a political and military leader. At those time, they're waiting for a Messiah who is political and military leader. Their idea of Messiah is someone who will defeat the world powers in an act of judgment. To the Hebrew, a Messiah is one that will deliver them from their enemies and restore the nation of Israel. To the disciples, a Messiah is someone that is a king that will put an end to the war. He's a person who is righteous ruler over his people. He's a person that will root out sin in the land, and Israel will be a holy people. To the disciples' mind, to the Hebrews' mind, they've been waiting for a Messiah na ito ang characteristic. Ito ang gagawin niya. Pero ang problema ganito, the disciple have this in mind, but Jesus have another thing in mind. They are contradicting. Contradicting ang definition nila, ang gagawin ng Messiah. Yes, he will say, but what he will do will be different. Kaya ilinay down niya yung what is a Messiah, what will he do? In verse 16, we read there, where Jesus explained to them his messianic mission. He began to share his passion in detail. He begins to openly discuss ano ang mangyayari sa kanya, that he will suffer, that he will die, and he will be raised again. And three times, shinier niya ito sa mga disciples that he will be doing. Not only three times in the book of Matthew, he also mentioned it in the book of Luke, Mark, and John. And we know, pag repeated, it means it's important. Now, if you look closely in the verses, we will notice how Jesus expressed his unwavering passion in fulfilling his mission. And the first thing we learn here is that Jesus has an unwavering passion despite of the cost. Despite of the extravagant cost. Ano ba yung cost? This is what he said to the disciples. Ito ang mangyayari sa kanya. Yes, I'm the Messiah. I'm the Messiah that you were waiting for. But this is the cause what will happen. He said to them, and then Jesus began to show his disciple that he must go to Jerusalem and must suffer things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed. Remember, may idea sila na siya ay dapat ay military, political leader. Biglang sinabi ni Jesus, I will go to Jerusalem and suffer and die. Sa tingin nyo, anong feeling ng mga disciple nun? Mako-confuse. Kasi iniintay namin parang siyang isang solid eh. Parang si Rambo. Alam niyo si Rambo yung palabas? Pero ikaw ay darating na soft. Again, verse 17, in chapter 17, and they were gathered in Galilee. Jesus said to them, the Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men. And they will kill him. Ngayon, may difference na ngayon ang Messiah To them, someone strong. Now here, someone who will suffer and die. Chapter 20, he said, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles to be mocked, flogged, and crucified." You see, Jesus repeatedly mentioned to his disciples what will happen to him. And he certainly know that he foresaw the event that will be coming. He anticipated that he will be betrayed. Kaya yung word that delivered, ibig sabihin, he will be handed over. Parang andali. Hindi siya kinapture o hindi siya biglang kinidnap, but hinan over. He will be betrayed. He also anticipated being the Messiah that they've been waiting for. Not only he will be betrayed, but he will experience great harm. Sa mga religious leaders, they accuse him and condemn him. Ina-accuse siya na hindi naman niyang ginawa. Secondly, when they were handed over to the Romans, what did the Romans do? They scourge him, they throw insult, they crucify him like one of the criminal. You know, last night when I was preparing the slides, I Googled it. Crucifixion, yung basta Google nyo, I couldn't look at it. Kaya nyo bang tingnan yung pinagdaanan ni Jesus? Parang ang hirap. Personally, I tried, but I couldn't look at the scourging and flogging that Jesus experienced. I was trying to put, ito na nga yung mga picture na to, tingin mo, naka-side view pa siya. But if I would stretch the picture of what the pain that Jesus experienced, or what he knew as a Messiah, what he will go through, ang hirap, hindi madali. You see, considering that these things will happen, this depressing experience Jesus has to face, you know, Jesus could have tried to avoid Jerusalem. Jesus could have tried to raise an army. Jesus could have tried to bring 12 legion of angels. But he never did. Even though he saw what lay before him, he continued to pursue what he needed to do, even though it's very costly. He was committed to do the mission that God has given him. In Acts chapter 2, 23, this Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and the foreknowledge of God. He knew the plan ng Panginoon, God the Father. And Jesus was willing to fulfill His divine assignment. Kaya no matter yung emotional hurt na pinadaanan niya, you remember, He was betrayed. Yung mga disciple, iniwan siya. Kayo nga, kinaaway ka lang ng care group leader mo, ayaw mo na siya kanya. Pero si Jesus, iniwan siya. Then yung physical agony that he will endure. Probably next week, manood tayo ng Passion of Christ. Tingnan natin kung kaya natin panoorin. Hindi ko kaya. I will be in tears. No matter the pain of being isolated and far away from the Father, he said to Abba, "Abba, where are you? Why have you forsaken me?" You see, God the Father turned away because the sin is upon him. Despite of the cost, he remained steadfast with great boldness. He confronted the mission with unwavering passion. See, despite of the cost, Jesus understood his purpose. Jesus was obedient to the will of God the Father. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, he says here, "Who though he was in form of God, did not count equally with God a thing to be grasped. He emptied himself by taking a form of a servant and being born in the likeness of man and being found in the human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross." When was the last time you pause and ponder what Christ has done? When was the last time? Inaawit natin to, pero sa paminsan, nakakalimot natin, right? Ang ginawa ng Panginoon, the payment He made. First, we are reminded of His unwavering passion despite of the cost that He had to pay. Second, We learn that Jesus displayed unwavering passion regardless of reaction and obstacles he faced. You see, when he shared ito sa mga disciple, yung dadaanan niya, may mga ibang reaction. First reaction is Peter in chapter 16. Sabi dito ni Peter, Jesus experienced rejection and refusal. After Jesus said that he will suffer, he will be experience hurt and he will die, and sabi ni Peter, verse 22, sabi, and Peter took him aside and began to what? Rebuke him. Nagalit si Peter kay Jesus. Pinagalitan niya, rebuke ha? Hindi yung pinagsabihan, but the word is rebuke. Sabi ni Peter, far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you. Ayan. Tingin yung conversation niya. But Jesus turned and said to Peter, ito magandang verse to eh, memory verse. Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me. For you are not setting your mind on the things of God but the things of earth. Again, you must be reminded, si Peter, ang mind niya ay si Jesus ay isang military, isang political leader. Yun ang gusto niya. Na hiwalang mangyayari sa inyo, Jesus. You continue on. Hindi mangyayari sa iyan. Pero sabi ni Jesus, your mind are set on the things on earth, not above. To Peter, he did not take it lightly. Naapektuhan si Peter sa pinagsabi ni Jesus. Bakit? Peter was serious and determined yung expectation niya of a Messiah that will rescue them from the hands of the Roman rule will happen. Pero nang narinig niya si Jesus ay mamamatay, parang nawala, nagalit siya. At sinabihan niya and rebuked Jesus na hindi mangyayari yan. Pero interestingly, yung sabi ni Jesus, get behind me, Satan. Ngayon, tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Pasaway ba yan? Kung pasaway yan, katabi mo, ano sasabihin mo sa kanya? Pag meron sa care group o pasaway, care group leader, o member sa ano, memorize nyo to. Pag lumapit sa iyo at rinibuke ka, turn around, and you say, now, we have to understand this. Many times we over-spiritualize what he's saying. Ini over-spiritualize. What he simply, Jesus is saying here is get out of my way. Don't be a stumbling block. Because what Peter was saying is katulad sa Matthew chapter 4 when the Satan tempted Jesus. The reason why Satan tempted Jesus is so Jesus will not do the will of God. Kaya tinempt siya in chapter 4. Remember the temp sa wilderness? Ngayon, na-remember ni Jesus, itong language ito ay parang si Satan. So what he's telling Satan is this, get out of my way. Don't be a stumbling block. You are a hindrance to my call. He's reminding himself that there's a purpose there, that even him, his disciple, one of the disciples, is one of hindrance to him, his calling. Kaya sinabi niya, get behind me, Satan. Hindi na yung over-spiritualize. Kaya pag mayroong issue sa care group, titigan mo sa mata. Practice, tingnan mo sa katabi mo. Titigan mo. Ano sasabihin mo pag pasaway? Oh, pina-practice nyo na, ha? One unwavering, see, regardless of obstacle, Jesus maintained his passion. One of the disciples hindered him. Second, eto, in chapter 17, after Jesus explained what will happen to him, in here, in this verse, they will kill him and he will be raised on the third day. And they were what? Greatly distressed, full of sorrow and grief. They were greatly distressed. In the second time, Jesus shared what will happen to him. And there are a few reasons, and let me suggest a few. One, first reason is possible na pumapasok na sa kanilang puso yung reality na sa Jesus ay mamamatay. May reality check. Dahan-dahan, kasi yung una biglang nabigla. Second time, pumapasok. So of course, they begin to feel sorrowful. Second possible reason is because, remember, they have set their mind that Jesus is a military and political leader. Now, because of what will happen to him, yung desire nila ma-rescue from pagan rule will never happen. They were disappointed and begin to doubt. Second reason. And third reason why they were distressed is this, because of the lack of faith. Why lack of faith? After reading, explaining, they missed one statement. Kill him and he will be what? Raised on the third day. They have forgotten that Jesus will be raised on the third day. If people live not in faith, many times they live in fear. And you see how they reacted. They were distressed and possibly they were living in fear. Bakit? They don't see that God, Jesus, will raise on the third day. Lack of faith. Now, here explain to us yung emotion element that can be a distraction kay Jesus. But yet, Jesus maintained his calling, maintained his focus, maintained his responsibility to be that Messiah. Now, to illustrate this, you know, one of the most emotional place in the world is airport. Do you agree? Airport. Kasi paminsan, ang hirap pag nasa airport, right? Imagine, some of you, after you went back sa Pilipinas, nag-tour ka 3 days sa Pilipinas. Social ka kasi 3 days. After you went back sa Philippines for 3 days, or 1 month na lang, you took Singapore Airlines to Philippines, and then you went and drive to your home time at Cagayan de Bali. Oh, yes. After 1 month, happy-happy ka with your children, 2-3 months, your 2-year-old child and 5-year-old child, happy-happy. And then after ng last week, happy pa rin. Nag-iimpake na ikaw dahan-dahan. Tapos dahan-dahan lumuluha din ikaw. You experience that? Each time you go back, then magdadrive kayo from where? Cagayan, Bali. All the way to Terminal 1. Hindi Clark, ha? Manila. Kasi Singapore Airlines ka eh. Oh, social, no? So, yung whole barangay kasama mo. Eh, ganun ka man. Ganun naman kayo palagi pag naghahatid. Sasabihin nyo, hindi kayo ganun hatid. Hindi na? Sanay na? Ay, wawa naman. So, ihahatid ka ng mga whole family mo. Especially yung anak mo, yung asawa mo. Tapos, papasok ka na sa airport, dun sa anong pasok yun? Ilalagay mo. At doon ang pinaka-hardest, right? And then your 2-year-old child and 3-year-old child look at you, Mama, can you not go? What will you feel? Ang sakit. Ang sakit. It causes pain in the heart. I believe the same feeling. It's just a simple illustration. When they were distressed, it affects. Jesus is fully God and fully man. And he loved his disciples. And it's obviously not easy for him to just go. But he has to stay focused on what he has to do. Unwavering passion. Unwavering passion. On the third time, Jesus explained to the disciple, the reaction, iba naman. Ito, ignorance, selfish desire, and privilege and power. In Matthew 20, after Jesus explained, may lumapit na nanay. Dala-dala yung dalawang anak. Lumapit yung nanay at dala-dala anak. At sabi ni Jesus, and he said to her, what do you want? He said to him, say that these two sons, James and John of mine, are to sit in one of your left in hand and the other in the left in your kingdom. Can you see the contradiction here? Sinabi ni Jesus na mamamatay siya, biglang lumapit yung nanay, pwede bang paupuin niyo to at pabuin mo anak ko? Ang ibig sabihin ng left and right hand, ibig sabihin power and prestige. Would you share your power and prestige to my two sons? See, the parent, the mother wanted authority and superiority. You see, it's out of ignorant, selfish desire, motive. Just imagine Jesus na siya ay ipapako sa cross at ba't lalapit ka pa yung nanay. Pwede bang bigyan mo siya ng posisyon doon dalawa? Parang ang off. Totally off. And not only this happened, what happened to the group? And when the 10 heard it, they were what? Indignant to the two brothers. Nagalit sila. You see, their conduct can be a distraction to Jesus' mission. It can bring frustration. Si Jesus ay mamamatay, pero ito ang iniisip pa rin nila ay yung posisyon nila. Ang position nila, yung power nila, yung pwede lang makuha. Ang layo, sabi ko, wow. See, ang hirap nito. Tapos, iiwanan niya yung mga disciple nag-aaway-away dahil sa position at power. Again, here can be a distraction to Jesus. You see, we have listed different reaction and possible obstacle. Temptation, swayed by emotional appeal, and even disunity. But regardless of people's reaction, Jesus once again remained focused and have an unwavering passion sa pinapagawa ng Panginoon. And this is an important principle we can learn here. You see, if the Lord called you to do something, maybe in ministry, in business, or certain work, people will react. Do you agree? People react. Yung katabi mo magre-react eh. But we should not be sidetracked of what God is calling us to do. Paminsan nasa sidetrack tayo. You see, if the Lord calls you to do something, and sometime may mga ganitong nangyayari, it will affect us. Emotional people will trigger us emotionally, and sometime, ayaw ko na. Magi-give up na ako. And sometime, people commented about your ministry, or your singing, or your preaching, or your teaching, ayoko na, magi-give up na ako. You know, if the Lord placed you there, be committed and learn and stay focused on what the Lord is calling you to do. Mga care group leader, I'm encouraging you, don't give up. If the Lord placed you there, if the Lord calls you to do it, harness and stay focused on what the Lord is asking you. Do not be sidetracked. A few days ago, I have a retreat with certain AG pastors, mga senior pastors, and we were telling yung mga iba-ibang challenges we have. So nagra-round table, nag-uusap kami, Pastor Ruel, ang problema mo sa church nyo? Anong problema mo? Alam mo, sabi ko, secret na lang, wag na. Kasi sinabi ko, we are a migrant church. We might not be staying in this place long. Finances okay, but the prices outside mahal. I don't know. So I just share yung mga challenges natin. And then they prayed for me. And I trust God that God will provide. Then one of the pastors said, what's your problem, Pastor? You know, my problem? She just started a church. You know, na may blessing siya ng isang mega church sa Singapore to church plant. So 80 of them started a church plant. And then her problem is this. From 80 of them, 40 of them left the church. Sabi niya, you know, I'm so hurt. Sabi ng pastor. But yet I will continue to do this because God called me to do it. And you know, they're thriving now. They're thriving now. Like Jesus, there are things that God is telling you to do. and you will face obstacle and opposition and frustration and different reaction. But if you know what God is asking you to do and deep in your heart that God is telling you to do it, be faithful. Stay focused. Do not be sidetracked. Amen. See, despite of the different reaction of the disciple, Jesus used those opportunity to teach them. And last thing we learn here is that unwavering passion was also prescribed and demanded to us. See, out of his mercy, he knew the disciple will not get it right away. He understood that it would take time to sink into their lives. But even though that's happening, Jesus still challenged them. Remember, after Jesus rebuked Peter, ano kaya sinabi ni Jesus sa kanya? In Matthew 16, 24 to 26, 24, it says here, then Jesus told the disciple, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Let me read on. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and profit his soul? Or what shall a man give in return to his soul? So after telling Peter, rebuking Peter, chinalish niya sila. Sabi niya, follow me, take up the cross, and deny yourself. Next one, in Matthew 20, after nag-aaway-aaway yung mga disciples, eto naman ang sabi. But whoever should be great among you should be your servant. Whoever should be first among you must be your slave. Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and gave his life as a ransom for many. You see, Jesus challenged the disciple. And the same challenge applies to us today. God is telling us and challenges us to follow Christ. Anong area? There are things that we need to deny ourselves. There are things that we need to kill. I mean, take up the cross and carry means remove in our lives. I pray that during this season, this Holy Week, it is not just a holiday na gagawin lang natin yearly, but it will take time to say, Lord, where are areas that I need to surrender to you? What are areas that I need to submit to you to take up the cross? Follow Christ is a call to assess how we are living. What are you living? What are you living for? Tanong mo sa katabi mo, what are you living for? Anong purpose yung life? If you ask that person, many of us will not be able to understand what's your purpose of life. But the scripture said here, he said, for whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What kind of life are we living? Are we living a life for ourselves or are we living a life for Jesus? Even a Christian can live a life for themselves. Kahit sabihin mo na Christian ka for 30, 40 years, not necessarily you're living for yourself. And Jesus here is telling the disciple, I'm going to die on the cross, now I'm challenging you. He's preparing them because once he died and rose again, he's going to expect a lot of things that will happen to the disciple, but now he's preparing them. He's preparing them to follow, deny him, and take up the cross. Follow him. What kind of life are you living? Are you living a life for yourself or are you living a life for Jesus Christ? Let's ask ourselves, what is our heartbeat? Are we longing to serve him or are we longing to satisfy our flesh, our wants, or our need? I pray that during this Good Friday, this Holy Week, we will take it seriously. They said, Lord, I don't want to just go to this week, but I want to experience you. Mold my heart so that I will have the same passion like you. Baguhin mo yung puso. O mayroon kailangang ilit ko, Panginoon, patawarin niyo ako. Like what Brother Bong have shared this just now. Like just now, this prayer time, there are areas in our life that God is calling us to let go and release. To follow Him is a matter of being a servant. Are we called to serve or to be served? How are we living? Are we loving and serving the person beside us? O ang ating focus is about me, self, and what I want? Kasi paminsan ganun attitude natin. You know, in something that popped up few days ago, sa Facebook, yung mga history, anong tawag doon? Yan, memories, yan. Mga memories. I wrote, when a younger self, wrote a simple quote. Ito yung nakasulat dun sa quote. True fulfillment and possibility of boundless enjoyment comes when we do life God's way. When we do it our way, we only enslave ourselves. I pray this week, as we celebrate Good Friday, even Resurrection Sunday, yes, there will be rejoicing. Yes, there will be moment of reverence. But deep in our heart, may we come to the Lord. May we have unwavering passion like you. Teach us to remove yung mga bagay na kailangan namin i-deny. There are things, Lord, that wrong priorities. Remove it, Lord. And may we pursue to live a life for you. As a summary, as a call upon the worship team, see, Jesus displayed unwavering passion despite of the cost. The reason why we are here, because Jesus died on the cross. Unwavering passion, regardless of the reaction of others. And that unwavering passion was prescribed and commanded for us to follow. I mentioned earlier that Jesus showed us an example of one who have an unwavering passion. And the reason why he was able to endure is because he's motivated by love. He's motivated by love. And as I conclude, I want you all to read these verses. Simple verses lang. Many of us, memory verse ito. First verse, let's read. Let's go. For God love. So that everyone who believes in Him may not die, but have eternal life. Some of us are enjoying life. When I say enjoying life, not just material blessing. Because some people might have not much, but deep inside they're happy. They're full of joy because they have Lord Jesus in their heart. Amen? Some of us like that. Some of us are rich, pero deep inside our heart are empty and poor. But it's only Christ that gives us that life. Itong eternal life have many meaning yan. Another verse, let's read. Let's go. But God demonstrated His own love for us in this. While we are still sinners, Christ died for us. Who among you can say that you are perfect? Sino dito sa church ang perfect? Tingnan mo katabi mo, mukhang perfect ba yan? Laki nga ng pimple niya eh. None of us can say we are perfect. None of us can say we are perfect. None of us say that we are say perfect and holy na. No, 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 no. It's because of the grace and the mercy of God. Amen? Kaya when you look at the other person, never look at them as lower class. Or someone insignificant, but we are all sinners saved by grace. Next verse. Let's read. We love because He first loved us. Why are you able to deny your life? Why are you able to follow and carry the cross? Why are you able to serve others? Why are you able to surrender your life to God? Is the reason is this because of His love. And ang respond natin ay mahalin siya with all our heart, mind, body, and soul, with all our life. And last verse, John 15:13. Let's read. No one show greater love than when he lays down his life for his friend. You see, love drove Christ to an unwavering passion. The secret of why he had that passion, unmoved, unchanged, dahil because of His love for you and for me. Ang respond natin, Lord, teach us to deny ourselves. Teach me, Lord, to carry my cross daily. Teach me, Lord, to serve others and not to be served. Teach me, Lord, to follow you. And when we do that, God will begin to mold a heart that's unwavering and will follow His will. Let's stand. Before we end, let's just sing this song. Let it be our prayer to honor Him. You love me.
You love me. When I was so unlovely, you sought me. When I was lost,
you showed me.
You showed me
how much
you really loved me.
When you bought me,
when you bought me at the highest cost.
There's no greater.
There's no greater love than this, that a man would give his life for a friend.
There's no higher,
there's no higher sacrifice than a man would give his life.
You have paid
a precious price for me.
Let's sing verse 2. You chose me when I was so unworthy.
You chose me.
Yes, God.
I was so unworthy.
Lord, we don't deserve your mercy and grace, yet you love us.
You cleansed me with your own blood.
You clothed me.
You righteousness and mercy.
You crowned me.
And you crowned me with your steadfast love.
Let's just raise a hand and say, there's no greater.
There's no greater love than.
Voices, there's no greater love than this.
There's no greater love than this. There's no greater love than this. There's no higher sacrifice that a man would give his life. You have paid a precious price for
Lord, you chose us. We don't deserve, Lord, your mercy and grace. Yet, Lord, you poured out your love. Salamat, Panginoon, that as we take time to remember what you have done on the cross, as we take time to remember your unwavering passion, Lord, may we respond, Lord, by following you, by denying our life and taking up the cross. Teach us, Lord, to live for your purpose, not on our own, simply our own desire or our own will or our wants, but Lord, may you be the center of our life in every decision we make, in every pursuit that we take. Lord, I pray that it will be according to your will. And I pray, Lord, like what you said, to serve and not to be served. Give us a heart like yours so that we may serve others like you. Teach us, God, these coming days, Lord, to reflect on your great love. Salamat, Panginoon. Let's just raise our hand and receive the benediction, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have the strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Lord, I pray these coming days, may we experience more of your presence, more of your love, more of your mercy. Open our eyes to see the cost that you paid. And as we respond, may we lay down our lives as a pleasing sacrifice. Salamat, Panginoon. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us in our worship service. Just turn to somebody, hug that person, and tell that person, God, Jesus has an unwavering passion and love for you. God bless everyone.